While you may not be able to judge a book by its cover, you might buy a book because its cover catches your eye. One artist known for his intriguing book jackets is Chip Kidd. He is so sought after that best-selling authors have been known to include in their contracts that Kidd designs their covers. There's a new art book devoted exclusively to his work. NPR's Renee Montaigne asked Kidd to decode some of his covers.
Designer Chip Kidd says a good cover has to do two things: stop you in the bookstore aisle and evoke something about the book itself that entices you to take it home.
You've got all these competing images that are vying for your attention, and something about one of them has to speak to you.
I'm looking at one cover here, and it's for William Boyd's novel Brazzaville Beach. It's bright yellow, and it's designed to look like a very snazzy, probably vintage, pack of cigarettes.
Correct.
Right. Now, why?
Because the narrator of the book, she's basically based on Diane Fossey, and she's stationed in Africa, and she's studying these chimpanzees, and she is smoking this obscure brand of African cigarettes throughout. They're called Tuskers, I believe. And I kept trying to find a package of these so that I could look at them, and I finally contacted the author, and he said, of course, well, you know, I made them up. They don't exist. So I just researched other kinds of third world cigarette packages, which are truly amazing, and mimicked the feel of them. You know, walking into a bookstore, it doesn't matter if you know that the narrator actually smokes these things or not. It works on a purely decorative, formal level, but it also actually means something to the story.
Let's take another example. It's a memoir by the poet Irina Radichinskaya. Mm-hmm. And describe the cover for us. It actually, I'll just say this much, it looks like a rumpled piece of yellowed paper.
Mm-hmm. She was one of the last sort of dissident poets in Russia. This was in the days before Glasnost. And she was, you know, locked up and left to rot in prison. And she wrote while she was in prison, but she had to hide it. So she would get tiny little scraps of paper from here and there, and she would very clandestinely write her thoughts and what was happening to her on these tiny little pieces of paper and roll them up and, you know, I don't know, hide them between her toes or whatever she did, and then got freed. And that's what the book is about, and took all the pieces of paper with her. So I wanted to give it an extremely trompe l'oeil almost effect of distressed paper that you could reach out and feel the folds of it and feel the tears, and how something that's so common and everyday can become so extremely precious in certain conditions.
This particular cover, though, seems to get at both the means by which the work was produced. It has a kind of haunting feel. It maybe suggests the fragility of the author as she emerges from prison after mm-hmm. this terrible experience. Another kind of cover, though, is quite, although beautiful, quite literal. You illustrated it's kind of a well-known cover, Cormac McCarthy's All the Pretty Horses. And what you
yes.
see is a mane of a horse.
Mm-hmm. In that one, I broke a huge rule of mine. I don't really have many rules, but I studied graphic design at Penn State in the early 80s, and we didn't get many sort of rules. But one of them, I'll never forget it, was the teacher went up to the blackboard, and he drew a picture of an apple, and he wrote the word apple underneath it, and he said, "You can never do this." And then he covered up the words, and he said, "You either show this," and then he covered up the apple, and he said, "Or you say this, but you don't do both." And it's a good rule, actually. I'm a firm believer in that. But, you know, rules were made to be broken, and I try to pique a potential reader's curiosity so that he or she will hopefully pick it up and open it up and start reading it. And at that point, my job is done and the book is on its own.
Notes on Deconstructing Book Jackets by artist Chip Kidd. His covers can be seen in a new book by scholar Veronique Vienne titled Chip Kidd. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.